For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Across the country this week, America has turned its attention to law enforcement. The Derek Chauvin verdict brought some closure to the George Floyd murder, but police shootings continued and questions about police practices remain. With us again is Memphis political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for having me.
Well, Otis, let's talk first about Memphis police. On Monday, Mayor Strickland announced his pick for the next police director, Sarilyn Davis, who comes from Durham, North Carolina. You have said that the time was right for both a woman and someone from outside the department. So she fits two of your criteria. What do you think about Strickland's choice here?
As far as everything that I know, Chris, I think it's a really good choice. The mayor needed to go bold here and send a different kind of message that this is a new day for policing. That's not to denigrate any of the former directors, all men, but this was an opportunity to go in a different direction at a time when we need reforming police the most.
You know, in terms of the local activist community, I've seen a lot of optimism there. She seems to be a proponent of police reforms like the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. Mm-hmm. Also things like not pulling people over for minor car problems, things like that. She's mm-hmm. known for that in Durham. When you think about Strickland's first mayoral campaign, he was a very hard-nosed law and order candidate. Otis, how do you think politics and national events have changed his position over the years on crime? And also, how do you think it's going to factor into this next election where Strickland will not be in the running?
I think that he used that as a political tool against former Mayor A.C. Wharton more than any core beliefs that he had. It was politically expedient for him to complain about crime out of hand back in 2015. It was an effective campaign weapon. But I don't think that he believes that police should be out knocking heads all the time. And so now I do believe that he is sincere when he says we want to reimagine policing. And I believe that the incoming director, assuming that she does get confirmed, I think she is sincere when she says, you know, I don't believe in chokeholds and no-knock warrants. I think the biggest concerns that you might hear about her will come from entrenched people with the department who think that it's going to be difficult for an outsider to win the hearts and minds of some people on the force. But that's inside the department. The community, as you just said, even the activists, I think they see some ray of hope here, and I do too.
You know, this weekend, there's going to be another unity walk against gun violence, and this one's
right.
In Fraser. And, you know, so far, Memphis is on track to setting another record year of homicides. And this always has the biggest impact on Black communities. But Black communities historically have also had the most distrust of police. So looking at this from your many years here in the city, what is the game changer on this? What needs to happen to restore trust, but also address this epidemic of violence?
It's going to be really difficult to do both of them in tandem. And what I mean by that is the problems with violence in this community have to be solved not by the police department. They have to be solved elsewhere through education and jobs. And I know that sounds kind of liberalism Pollyanna, but the police department can't deal with a lot of that stuff. What they can do is be part of the community in ways that help communities take a stand for stopping violence in their neighborhoods and, you know, talk to the people in your own household about how to get on the straight and narrow through education and through job training and things like that.
Well, what do you think is lacking in either neighborhoods or communities or families right now that is leading to this gun violence?
What we're missing is the fact that there's so much poverty here in this town. And with poverty comes a lot of other ills that people who are not in poverty don't understand.
Well, the Commercial Appeal this week reported on an internal MPD study that found a very overburdened workforce. Also, a massive decline in job applicants. People are quitting. You know, given the huge public outcry against law enforcement these days, and especially in urban areas, should residents of Memphis be concerned that fear of over-policing could end up becoming an actual problem of under-policing?
I understand it. They are stressed. There's a lot of overtime with this police department. They don't get paid enough to take this, and some of them are leaving. And that report, I think, is spot on that. But this new police director has a job ahead of her, but I think she can make some difference here in changing attitudes.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about Tennessee politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.